This is Fun Arena's video review of the simple yet stylish Nokia 6030 GSM phone. It is a small, entry-level candy bar with basic features but elegant and stylish design, ideal for voice-centric communications. The construction is solid and because of the rounded curves and low weight, which is only 3.2 ounces, the phone feels very comfortable in the hand and pocket. The screen is 128x128 pixels. Displays 65,000 colors and can be easily seen in direct sunlight. Due to its small resolution and poorly saturated colors, images displayed on it don't look very real. Below it is the keypad. The keys are large with lots of space between them and with excellent tactile press response. The D-pad is problematic. It is small and hard to press, so we did not find it comfortable to use. There are no buttons on the sides of the phone, and on the bottom, there are several separate Nokia connectors in the place of the standard pop-up port. Nothing extraordinary in the features part. The home screen displays the service information, while the main menu is a 3x3 grid of icons, and moving to it is pretty slow. New contacts can be easily added, but they don't have personal images or ringtones assigned to them. Creating a message is a piece of cake with the help of the T9 text input. The same goes for adding a note to the simple calendar that even lacks view by day. For connectivity, only GPRS data is supported. The voice quality of the device is excellent, very loud earpiece and speakerphone volumes. Only the outgoing sound was slightly muffled but still loud and clear. The standby time if the phone is never touched is about 12 days. But in the real world, with moderate talk of about 30 minutes a day, the phone should last for 3 or 4 days. The rated talk time is actually 3 hours. The sturdy construction, excellent voice quality and good standby battery make the 6030 pure winner in its class. And the stylish design makes it look as a mid-tier phone, which it is not.